Good afternoon and welcome to Pleasing God, the Bible study program heard on this station Monday through Friday for 15 minutes starting at noon. We concentrate on important Bible topics and answer religious questions from the Word of God. I'm Mark J. Ward and want to thank you personally for being a regular listener to our program and ask you to please tell others about the program. You can go to our teaching website at markjward.com, scroll down to the questions area, and send me your Bible questions to be answered on the air in the future, or leave me comments that you might have about this program. Also, look for the Antique Radio at the same site, and you'll be able to see all past episodes of this program to review and study as you like. I want to thank you for tuning in today. Hope you and family are having a wonderful Thanksgiving. This is, in America, a time of opportunity to reflect and to give thanks for what we have. And indeed, even though we are in the midst of a COVID situation that is highly unusual, we have many things, absolutely numerous things, to where we could give Thanksgiving all day. It's kind of like the hymn, Count Your Many Blessings. Name them one by one. If we were to really do that, we would go into next week and the week after, and we wouldn't be very quickly getting to the end of the list of things that we should be thankful for, especially if we are the children of God. You know, that's the most important thing that we should be thankful for, is a gift that was given in Jesus, leaving the comfort of heaven, allowing himself in the roles that were delineated in agreement with the Godhead, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus would take on the roles that he would take. The Father would take the agreed upon roles, and the Holy Spirit would do the same. And this three in one, Godhood, Godhead, God in three persons, Blessed Trinity, as taught in the Bible now, not three gods, but one God in three persons. There's a difference. Not that Jesus is a third God, or that the Holy Spirit is one-third God. No, there's the Godhood, and it is comprised of three persons or personalities. And God is Spirit, John 4:24. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. And Jesus made Himself lower than the angels, coming between the humanity level and the deity level, is the angelic level, if you will. And humans are below or beneath the angelic realm. Not that we can worship them, because there are instances in the Bible where people were told only worship God. Even when Jesus was being tempted in Matthew 4 and Luke 4's account, when man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. On another temptation that the devil gave, Jesus responded, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And our God is the only God that we should serve. There are many pseudo-gods and little g-gods and things that we make God in our life that are not right. But there is just one true and living God, one true deity, comprised of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Can we not be thankful for that gift? Can we not be thankful for the sacrifice that Jesus made? Not only did He come to this earth, but He lived a perfect life under the law of Moses, and He died a horrendous death on the cross. Not because He was a thief or an evildoer, but because you needed the perfect sacrifice and I needed the perfect sacrifice and the entire world needed the good sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice for all mankind, back to Adam, forward, even though there were sacrifices that were performed and given to God and God gave the people credit for what they were doing. The Hebrew writer points out that the blood of bulls and goats can't take away sin, but the blood of our precious Savior, Jesus, can take away the sins of the world if we will trust and obey. I love that hymn, Trust and Obey, and I'm thankful for it because it is something that that means something to me, and it's biblical and true, and it can center us. Just like pleasing God, that phrase, or let's be well pleasing to God now and in the upcoming years of our life, that should center our focus to where we are focusing on what is proper and right. Not how much money are we going to make next year? Are we going to trade in and get a nicer car? And on and on and on. And what's our prestige going to be? And what are other people going to think of us next year? And what kind of new clothes and rings and watches and things and things and things of this world that are temporal? What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? You know, even if a man is buried in a Cadillac or has a tomb built where he can be driven in and placed in the tomb with the Cadillac, he can't take the Cadillac with him in this next life. The body is there, the spirit is separated. James 2, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. There's some teaching in that verse, in the first and the second part of it. Some people put all the jewelry and things with the dead in the casket. They can't carry it with them. No, the spirit departs and waits in the Hadean world. Luke 16, paradise or Abraham's bosom, separated from torments by a gulf, and anyone who would want to go from one side to the other cannot. And yet this is a conscious place for the spirits to be aware of comfort in Abraham's bosom or paradise, or in torments where there is flame and anguish. And the rich man went to torments after his death. The spirit of Lazarus went to Abraham's bosom. Jesus on the cross said to one of the thieves, when the thief asked, Lord, will you remember me when you come into your kingdom? Remember me, please, was the request. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Jesus didn't go to hell. He went to the Hadean world and was there until he resurrected and his spirit came back from Hades, the paradise side of Hades, and was resurrected and appeared before many and talked to them and taught and then was ascended to the right hand of God. I'm so thankful for godly parents. Are you? Were you blessed with godly parents? Everyone is not blessed with parents who are godly, who do what they can to obey the Word of God and respect and revere and teach that type of respect for God and for fellow man. I'm thankful for good teachers. Good teachers in spiritual things, and also good teachers with regard to temporal things, the reading and the writing and the arithmetic, as we used to sing, all to the tune of a hickory stick, which probably is no more. But with discipline, I was raised in the home. And with discipline, I was raised in school, with the agreement from my parents that they wanted to know if I was misbehaving. Not just take care and discipline mark at school, that was allowed, but you call us, you let us know. We want to know what's going on with our child because we are concerned and loving and careful, and yet we're going to discipline as God instructs. I'm thankful for good Bible class teachers that I had growing up. Those who would challenge me, and I went into a junior high school class and was my first Sunday to be in it and got time to finish the workbook lesson we were on, and the teacher says, we're going to do our memory work now. And I perked up because it was my first Sunday. Nobody told me what the memory work was, and it was a chapter. We had to learn Ephesians 6. We had to learn Hebrews 1. Oh yes, we can memorize whole chapters. Seems a bit of a stretch, but we are limiting ourselves in so much because we put the ceiling too low. Let's raise the ceiling and let's see what the bounds and limitations of what we can do for the Lord are. I'm thankful for my father being a good provider. In addition to being a gospel preacher, he provided well for the family. We had clothes, we had food, we had the necessities of life, we had shelter. We had medical care, dental care. We were not rich. I took my lunch to school in a brown paper sack and was asked to take care of it. Try not to let it get wet. We'll use it again. I had two pair of jeans when I went to school, one that I would wear and the other that would be home, and Mom would wash our clothes for myself and my sisters. But they were clean. They fit. I had shoes on my feet. I played ball. I played Little League football, Little League baseball. I thank God for my coaches that taught me about rules, and rules need to be followed. And yes, we want to do everything we can and do it heartily as unto the Lord. So don't cheat, but excel and exceed and be your best. Yes, even in athletic contests that are not spiritual, let's do our best to compete, but do not cheat. No, win and win honorably if you can, and lose, lose gracefully if you lose. It's very important to learn these types of lessons in life so that we can be better people, better citizens. My parents taught me not to show respect of persons and do not judge someone or show partiality by the color of one's skin, by where they may come from, where they live, what they may drive, how they may talk, what nationality they may be. I thank God for my parents for teaching me those principles that are biblically based. I thank God that I was taught the way of the Lord early in life. And I thank God for the forgiveness of sins, for I by no means was perfect. I made mistakes. I did some things in error ignorantly, and I did other things that were in error willfully. And I was punished, and my parents were consistent, and I love and thank them for doing that because it made me a better person. And anything that I do today that I'm doing that's right is to be credited, not to me, but be credited to God and my parents, and godly Bible class teachers, and other teachers that I had that didn't teach me the Bible, coaches that I had in athletics that would teach me to do what is right, and you'll be rewarded. And winners never cheat, and cheaters never win. And if you can't figure that one out, even though some people that cheat win on the scoreboard for a game, then get into the comments section and the questions section at markjward.com, and we could talk about what that phrase might mean and the import of cheaters never win and winners never cheat. Let us be found to be thankful people today for our material blessings, for what we have, our friends in Christ and those who are good people outside of Christ. What we may have been blessed with is probably more than we deserve. In fact, I would venture to say it's quite more than we deserve. We have so much to be thankful for. Let us be thankful for God's Word, for God's chastening that we might be made right, for those that will teach us when we're wrong or come to us when we're wrong, for those that will tell us things that we're not aware of so that we can make adjustment while there is time in life before we die and depart this earth. Hope you and your family are having a most wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. It's a time of much joy and great gladness. Yes, let us be thankful. Let us count our blessings, but let's keep those at the top that are spiritual, concerning God and His Word. Have a pleasant day.